We've been blessed to have our special guest, J.B. Bernstein. He is a messianic evangelist and also the founder of the Gates of Zion, which you can go to. A lot of good information there. Gatesofzion.net is where you can find that. But, J.B., as we wrap up the program, and I'll just say again, it's been a real blessing to have you on. The insights that I learn from Jewish people about what the Bible says, and particularly those who've come to faith in Yeshua, is just an amazing thing. It's rich, rich, rich. If I could ask you, though, here, J.B., as we wrap this thing up here today, if there is one vital connection between the Passover and Easter, which the world is going to be observing here in just a day or two, what would be that one most important connection do you think that Christian people should remember about Passover as we are about now to celebrate Easter?
Well, I just wanted to say one thing. On the Passover plate, which has, the matzah, and one of the things is a bone. And the bone reminds us of the Passover lamb. And the amazing thing is that when the Passover lamb was eaten, you could read in Exodus that they were to eat it in haste. They were to eat to consume the whole thing and not to break a bone. How interesting was it when the Lord was crucified that the soldiers went over to the first, and there were two thieves that were crucified with him. They broke the bones of the first, but when they went to the Messiah, they saw he was already dead, and they did not break any of his bones, and this fulfilled the word of God, not a bone should be broken of the Passover lamb. So here is the death of the Messiah, including the way he died, and even the actual event where his bones were not broken, relating right to the Passover lamb that was slaughtered in Goshen right before Israel left Egypt before the plague of the death of the firstborn. That, to me, it just shows the intricate design of God in this feast to bear witness and the prophetic clarity of what it was speaking about, so much so that when the Lord appeared, the prophet, who actually Elijah, there's an actual empty place for Elijah at the Passover Seder, because Elijah is tied up with the coming of the Messiah, and Elijah and Yeshua said, John or Yochanan is Elijah who is to come, and he announces him. His first words when he saw Yeshua is, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Isn't that absolutely amazing?